Last night in Cleveland, the balloons came down and Republicans celebrated after Donald Trump stated his case to be the nation's next president. Trump laid responsibility for lawlessness at home and terrorism abroad on Hillary Clinton and promised to return the country to safety, prosperity, and peace. The speech capped 4 days of political surprises, divisions, and drama. But for all that went on at the Republican National Convention this week, some say there was little talk of real policy. That story from WBUR's senior political reporter, Anthony Brooks.
Among those who say there was a notable absence of detailed policy proposals at this week's convention is John Civilella. He's a Massachusetts delegate who supported Marco Rubio and a political scientist with Boston's Libertarian Pioneer Institute.
When you're in a situation, you have most of a week to talk about the party and to talk about the candidate. Part of that week should be set aside to mention some policy specifics.
But for the most part, Civilella says that didn't happen. And he says the dearth of policy detail reflects the party's new leader. Civilella says Donald Trump offers a lot of emotion and big goals, but few policy details.
You know, he's taking a macro approach and kind of the, you know, broad political leader approach and changing paths.
For example, in his acceptance speech last night, Trump promised to make America safe again, but didn't really explain how to get there.
My plan will begin with safety at home, which means safe neighborhoods, secure borders, and protection from terrorism. There can be no prosperity without law and order.
Another observer who believes that this convention was relatively short on policy proposals or debates is Ken Rudin, a former political editor for NPR and host of the Political Junkie podcast.
You didn't hear that at the convention, though. One, there was questions about uniting behind Donald Trump and certainly attacking Hillary Clinton. That was the big two themes here. He was against the war in Iraq from the beginning. That was questionable. But he picks Mike Pence, who was for the war. And then you say, well, is there going to be a little mini debate? You didn't hear any of that in the convention in 2016.
Rudin says, by contrast, many past conventions offered big policy discussions and debates. In 1964, Republicans debated Barry Goldwater's foreign policy. In 68, the Democrats debated Vietnam. And more recently, in 2008, they debated the war in Iraq.
Those kind of policy questions, Vietnam, the economy, Iraq, things like that, in previous years, previous conventions were big, big issues.
But Lou Murray, a delegate from Quincy, argues that modern conventions aren't the place to get bogged down in policy details because he says it's not what the voters want.
And it's not the time for PowerPoint plans like Mitt Romney was constantly pulling out of his back pocket. You just come off as dull and robotic, and that's what the American voter ultimately thought of Mitt Romney. Unlike Mitt Romney, when Donald Trump talks about we're going to make America first again, we're going to make America secure again, the people know what he's talking about, and we don't need a brochure left on our seats here on the convention floor to tell us each and every step of the way that he's going to do it.
But Murray's fellow delegate, John Civilella, disagrees with that. Civilella understands that Trump is leading a populist movement and not a policy seminar. But he says Democrats are talking about some policy specifics, like how to make college more affordable and health care more available. And he says Republicans should get specific, too.
And you need these proposals to put them out there to kind of get a robust discussion going, to kind of connect the dots, between your grassroots and between the goals that you want to reach.
On the convention floor yesterday, one prominent Republican rejected the idea that this convention lacked policy specifics. It was former House Speaker Newt Gingrich who addressed delegates Wednesday night. He became defensive that the question was even asked.
I gave a speech last night that was as definitive and as authoritative on national defense and the war with radical Islamism as you're going to hear. Somehow that doesn't count. Okay?
Well, no, I'm just asking you to respond to folks who say that there's not a lot of policy being discussed. But you've got a point.
I suspect by the time they get done with Pence's speech and now with Trump's speech, you go through Pence's speech, you talk about policy after policy. Listen, I assume the elite media is the other team's offensive line. I don't expect you guys to ever be fair to us, and I don't expect you to ever give us a break.
And with that, Gingrich ended the interview before I could make the point that the question had come from a fellow Republican. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks in Cleveland.